We are gathered, it's shortly after 12 o'clock on August 4th. We're gathered for the admin portion of the regularly scheduled commission meeting. I call this to order. We have two items on consent. I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you, Steve. And the best item on the entire agenda is up next. Discussion matters. Picnic venue. I was looking forward to this.
Oh boy.
I mean, come on. It's a lot more fun than everything else we've been talking about. We want to stick with the standard? I'm assuming you guys do the burgers, brats, and I do the sides and salads.
Works.
Who's got
for
the
me.
Date and the location?
I'll do the
I will do the brats, or TBA, to be announced.
All right. You could do chicken wings, drummies, something like that would be fun.
I think I might just do, I think I might just keep it simple. Do like, barbecued, leg quarters of a chicken or something like that.
You don't have any chicken farmers in there.
Put them on the smoker for day before. Keep
that
it
would
simple.
Be super fun. Yeah. We could do it next year. We can bury a pig. Do it.
But I won't do more than three varieties. So I'm always pushing Cajun, kind of like
keep it simple, right?
Right.
Yes.
Keeping it simple.
All right. Beverages.
That thing.
It's September 9th. Is it?
8th.
September 8th. At the shelter.
Same one as last year.
What's that one called again?
Generations Park.
New Generations Park, yes. September 8th, New Gen. So I'm doing salads. Did you guys do the ketchup and mustard and stuff to go with your burgers? I feel like you did.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Any toppings that you want, you will bring those in pickles. Then, Steve, I think, did you do dessert last year?
No, I did the permits.
Oh, you did the permits. That's right. That's right. And then we have bring your own beverages, correct? I think that's what we've done in the past.
Did someone say September 9th?
8th.
8th, okay, right.
We good with that? Everyone brings their own beverages? Yeah. I think that's easiest. We do have an alcohol permit, so it's up to people's own discretion what they bring. And
we did do both the outdoor venue and the indoor venue again, just in case we have bad weather.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember, did I bring hot dogs for the kids? Because sometimes I don't want a brat or a burger.
I think you did.
I'll bring some. They're easy. And
yeah.
For whatever reason.
Oh, and you guys have
like
buns,
them.
Too. Burgers and buns.
Burgers
buns
and
for
buns.
Your stuff.
Got it.
Okie dokie. I'll do the chips and the salads and sides and stuff. Beans.
Did we do RSVPs so we know?
I think we do.
Numbers? I think we do.
Yeah.
I should think it's helpful.
Yep.
It is. And it's a family thing. Spouses, kids, everybody's welcome.
Yep.
And encouraged.
And we've already got the first notice out. So.
Yeah, so that would be helpful if we can get that information. Then plates, and did I do all the plates and stuff? I think I must have plates and napkins and silverware.
Are you taking a...
You know what? I thought you brought them, but I thought we all kicked, I thought we kicked in a little bit of $20 or something for
the paper
products. I don't know what it takes to provide all the salads and stuff. We don't do that sort of thing. So I hope we'll do an extra share.
Yeah. Well, meat isn't cheap, so that's, expensive stuff. And you have to make all the patties. So that's not easy either. But plates, I'll just pick that stuff up if it gets expensive. I'll let you know.
I just go to 3B meets. I don't make the brats. they do such a good job.
Yeah.
As do other places in town, but they're good.
Awesome. All right. So we're set with that.
Terrible time to talk about this. I'm hungry.
I am too. Okay, that item is done. We're set. Next is the Williams County letter regarding unmarked pipeline. Oh, thank you, Randy, for mentioning this.
Yeah, so just as a reminder, on June 15th, there was an article in the Williston Herald, and one of the county commissioners up there kind of blistered this agency. According to the quote in the paper, Mr. Montgomery said, "I'm going to get on my high horse here. The Public Service Commission is responsible for that pipeline. They should have had inspectors out here inspecting that pipeline. To me, this is another perfect example of somebody sitting in an office in Bismarck approving something that does not know what's going on out here." And so here's how I understand the situation out there, but I would stand to be corrected. I believe a distribution line was built in like 2011 or 12, sometime before any of us were on board here. And in about 2015, it was purchased, and along the way also transitioned into a transmission line. And then this commission approved it as a transmission line, but one of the requirements was getting waivers from some residences where they were too close. And I believe that the people who were at this county commission meeting complaining signed those waivers. I believe that they signed those waivers. And as I read the article in the Williston Herald, it sounded to me like the complaint was that it wasn't properly marked on their abstracts, which is maybe a problem somewhere in the Williams County Courthouse, not here. Mm-hmm. But so the resolution at the county commission meeting, according to this article, was they were going to have their state's attorney send us this letter, and you know, about where we were failing. And to my knowledge, we have never received such a letter. So I expect that probably after the meeting, someone talked Mr. Montgomery down a little bit, and they realized that it's not anything that we have done wrong. But in the meantime, so they never sent anything, and so we never got a chance to respond. And I'm wondering, I kind of hate just leaving this unresolved. It was quite an article, and he really blistered us. Should we send some kind of a response to the Williston Herald, or should we contact Williams County about where's this letter? We want to respond. I don't know what the right solution is, but I sort of feel like just letting it go is not the right way to go about it.
I think you raise a really good point. I don't have a strong preference on how. Do you know him by chance?
I do not.
Because I was even thinking, I'd be comfortable even with a phone call to the commissioner. I know that doesn't address it publicly, but at this point, it's been a while. I don't know that it is. I mean, I'd have to think through whether it makes sense to raise it again and do something, you know, in the paper. It would have to be a letter to the editor, or something of that nature, because there isn't a fresh story. So we could do a letter to the editor, or we could have our staff contact him, or one of us could contact him.
One of the ideas, because I'd thought of some of those types mm-hmm. of things, another idea that I had had, should we have either one of us, probably you as chair, or maybe our legal counsel or executive director, seek to be on the county commission agenda. I'm sure they take virtual comments and just point out, okay, you know, you said this all publicly, you were going to send us a letter. We haven't gotten that letter yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is it lost? We sure don't want to be unresponsive. I'm sure that the same reporter is at all the county commission meetings, and maybe that might be a way to address it as well.
It's not a bad idea. Do you have any thoughts on it?
The one thing that I would want a few more pieces of information first, just to ensure that it wasn't a deficiency on our end. I don't believe it was from what I've seen, but I don't know it with absolute certainty. And I think that's the first step to make sure that we're on solid ground with whatever it is that occurs beyond that. I don't, you know, and I think it goes beyond the county level or an individual county. I mean, this can be applied to county commissions everywhere, particularly where, I guess, obviously there's different types of infrastructure throughout the state, but is this an opportunity to also educate or communicate with other commissions as well, so there aren't these misunderstandings? Mr. Montgomery's comments were, I would classify them as populist in nature. It's really easy to pick on state government. When you're working on the county commission, it's easy to pick on the state, because guess what we do? We pick on the federal at the state level. And you know, I guess that's a situation where things go uphill, not downhill, but they go up the food chain. So I would want to verify first that there was, in fact, no deficiency on our end. Again, I don't believe there was, but I like the idea of engaging with the commission itself then and having a dialogue, because I think a letter to the editor kind of becomes a tick for tack type thing. And yeah, we took a lump, and as far as the public knows, it's, you know, well, that's state government for you. You know, those instances are going to happen. It's a peril of the job. But I think a more constructive way to approach it would be communicating with the commission after we verify our facts on this end.
Well, I think the only way that we can verify the facts is to get the complaint. And other than talking in front of the reporter, we haven't gotten the complaint yet, so we can't verify that we didn't make a mistake without knowing what the accusation is.
Sure.
Well, how about this? I think the first step would be have staff look at what was written and alleged in that, and then just verify, you know, like, this is how that case, but like kind of what you just laid out, but just laid out, here's how it was handled, and here's where we do or don't have jurisdiction relating to what they're complaining about. And then we could set up a time to visit with the county commission, and any additional questions or concerns that they have at that time could probably be handled by whoever's talking with them.
And I would recommend whoever it is to also have legal counsel involved for any questions that might arise and can defer to.
Is
to
this
them.
A project for our legal counsel, right?
Yeah, legal. Staff maybe and legal combined. Yeah, so maybe Brian Johnson, the PUD staff, and Brian can kind of follow up on it. And I'm happy to work through it with them, unless you would like to, Randy, since you've kind of brought it up.
I don't have any personal thing in it. I just caught it because when I'm in Williston somewhat frequently,
yeah,
I get jazzed about it.
Yeah.
And so I remember.
Right.
Well, I think it'd be a great opportunity to be represented. You hold the siding portfolio. I think it would be, not that it wouldn't be appropriate for you, Randy, but I think it'd be appropriate for you to engage. And I think that type of interaction and reaching out doesn't just speak to that county commission, but it sends a very positive message to all county commissions that we'll work with you.
Right.
So I think it's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, let's do that. So if we can have staff dig in, maybe you can give them your pile of stuff, Randy, and then they can look at it and kind of lay out a little memo and get it to me, and then we'll follow, I'll follow up with the commission, county commission.
And an interesting thing, when I printed off the article, I don't know how it was in the paper, but if you print it off the internet, picture the courthouse is upside down.
Funny. All right. Thank you for bringing that up. Works, the next one is, oh, I just wanted to briefly, this isn't on the agenda, I'm adding it briefly. The dress, our photo is coming up on, with Fortnightly, like the 18th or 19th of August, our Public Utilities Fortnightly photo op, which we'll do. I ran into them at NARUC and talked to the gals who are coming, and they're excited about doing it outside and are willing to do a couple of different locations, et cetera, et cetera. So the question is, what should we wear? And I think you guys typically are wearing suits, so I would probably wear a suit too, but I think you should maybe wear like a navy suit. I could be so. That's my favorite.
Just had a flashback of my
so we look good, and I'll compliment you.
Do we want ties or like open collar? I think ties probably.
I think ties if you guys are comfortable. No, you want to be more cash. What's your? You typically are in ties.
I think ties, simply because, it's an industry publication, and it sends a message of, you know, our level of professionalism, and not that business casual isn't more than acceptable, but.
Yeah, and you guys almost never are business casual. You almost always have suits.
We always look sharp.
Or sports coats.
Okay, and then what color tie would you like to
wear? That I'm not getting involved in.
I'm breaking out the Jerry Garcia tie. That's all there is to it.
But, I mean, this is nice, too, this plaid. It doesn't have to be solid blue suit. Just in the blue tones.
Well, I'll bring in a couple of options, and I'll let you select the right one.
But now we tease. But I remember when we organized that one years ago.
Uh-huh.
It's behind the shelves over there. I mean, it took a little coordination, so I appreciate you doing that so that we don't all show up with different thoughts in our mind and
ruin it.
I'm glad you did that.
Good.
Pick something out for us and let's go with it.
Okay. I'm thinking I'm going to wear, just so you know, in terms of if it affects ties, light pink suit. So.
Okay. I'm thinking.
But you don't want us
Mike,
to wear our
Mike doesn't stand
No, pink them. Suit's not necessary.
I kind of like the idea of all pink suits.
All right. That, two important items there, dress stuff and picnic. Okay, on to scheduling. Conrad.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes.
What would be acceptable? The acceptable dress for the picnic?
That is up to you.
Okay.
Personal preference. All right, Conrad.
Good afternoon, commissioners. So I did provide a background memo. I understand I know this was a lengthy meeting and the memo was a little long, but in essence, I spoke with Commissioner Christman quite extensively about this last week. And what we've seen develop in the auction community is a different style of auctioning, a different type of auction, selling items, via the internet, but with more like a live stream telecast auctioneer that's conducting the sale live, but there's actually no public presence at it. That's something new that's come out of COVID. Those have happened in the past where an auctioneer has been conducting an auction sale live, but they also have the public there, but bidders are also welcome online to bid on those items as well. And so we've traditionally viewed that style of auctioneering as a public auction because there's a public component to it. In this situation, there is no public component. It's strictly online, which can limit access to individuals. Right now, staff is interpreting this as an internet auction. Therefore, it would be exempt from licensing provisions. And I don't want to go into all the details of this and the scenario, but I spoke with Commissioner Christman, and it was our agreement that it would help to have a work session on this to determine the course to make sure staff is interpreting this appropriately, and if the commission has any other thoughts or concerns on staff's interpretation as well. Is what we'd like to have the work session for. And then I can go at the work session, I can go more in depth as far as the scenario goes and what brought this to the surface.
Perfect. So do you have any dates in mind? Or are we to just go with the soonest available?
The soonest available would be a preference.
Okay.
I like Friday. I tease them. Because I knew someone who was at a conflict that day.
I was just trying to pull up my calendar and getting my. Okay.
Now how about the 17th? It's the day before a commission meeting.
Works for me. Day before the first day of school for my children. Can you believe that? Wow.
You start early.
Yes. Anytime on the 17th does not matter to me.
I don't have a time preference either.
All right. Like so do we want to say like 10?
10 o'clock works for staff.
Work?
For sure.
Okay.
Sounds good.
10 a.m. on the 17th. Okay,
thank you very much.
That's it for scheduling then, right?
Madam Chair, I believe Pamela has one she'd like to add.
Okay.
I was in contact with the governor's office, and first meeting date that they threw out was August 31st, but that will not work. So they came back to me and asked me to give them a few dates that you all three will be available.
For what?
For the meeting with the governor on the carbon neutral.
Okay.
And again, the first date he threw out was August 31st, so my guess is it might have to be after that.
Okay. Do you have access to all three of our calendars?
Yes.
Okay.
Another thought I had is, would you like for me to use one of the informals, like September 1st or the 22nd?
That'd be great for me.
But it's up to you. I didn't.
Those are always a good place to start and see if they work for him. And then if those don't, I'm pretty good with you looking at my calendar and seeing and how it lines up with these guys and offering suggestions.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. Why don't we start with the two informals in September?
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. And then, because it is, I mean, we could go through a million scenarios with us, and they're none of them going to work for him. So I think it'd be easier on the fly, like go with those two, and then talk with the scheduler and look at our calendars and just go through things with him. Okay. Thank you, Pamela. Jack, it looks like you have something on your mind. Oh. Okay, good. All right. I think that concludes our agenda, unless somebody else has anything more to add. If not, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody.